So the Gemara towards the end of Gimel Amud Aleph has a case. Toner Baran Madlin Lirakos Kedei Lochlan V'im Bishvil Liafosan Aser. So that we can draw vegetables. So if it's for the sake of Ochel, you can do it on Chol Moed. But if it's to improve the growth, so then you can't because there's a Tircha involved, and you're not obviously doing it for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh. So first, when you read this Gemara, it means it sounds like you're watering the vegetables. But then the Gemara clarifies that you're actually pruning, you're harvesting the vegetables. So again, if it's for eating purposes on Chol Moed, that'd be fine. But if you're doing it, you know, sometimes when you have a garden, if it's too dense, it's going to diminish the growth of all the vegetables there. So therefore, by pruning it, you'd be looking to improve the growth, but that'd be a problem in Chol Moed. So Tosos, Devar Maskel Madlin Lirakos, the top of Dal Amud Beis says, Melkom Amuk Karilei Diloi, that taking from a deep place, digging deep, is called diloy. And even though there might be a tircha yisera here, but if it's for food, the chamin permit this. We've seen cases where tircha yisera would knock out any allowance on chol moed, but here seemingly does not. But to improve the growth of the vegetables, even if there's no tircha at all, then you would not be allowed to do so on chol moed. And now the next Tosos in connection to this one. So we have a Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir regarding Madlin, where Rav Yehuda says you could do it both for yourself and for Aniyim, if you're by Peah, by the corner of your field that you designate for Peah. And Rav Meir says that you could do it for yourself, but not for Aniyim. Seemingly, the Aniyim don't care much about the quality of the vegetable. They want quantity over quality, and that might be the issue. So says Tosfos, the Ramaskal Kach Meidel B'Shal Niyim, the Chiyas Rachmana Likach Olos. So obviously Rav Meir says it's not okay to begin with, but according to Rav Yehuda, there's an issue of Olos. Olos meaning taking a Peah from a Kerem, taking a portion that was set aside for the Niyim from a Kerem. That's referred to as Ololos. So Tosfos explains that's not really a problem here, it's not a concern. Hani Mili B'Shas B'Tzira K'dichsiv K'tif Sor Karmacha Losa Olel Isra Ololos Alehu. This is only at the time of harvesting, where the pasuk says "Kisif sor karmecha losa olel." That's when the isra of olos applies. But right now, it's not the time of harvesting at all. Therefore, it would not be an issue. Next, the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah: Rabbi Lezer ben Azar Omer Enos and Asama, that we can't make a new canal for irrigation on Chol Moed. Obviously, that's definitely Tircha Yisera. So the Gemara says Bishlam Moed, right? Because of Tircha. What about Shvius? So we have Machlokas here between Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba. Chada Amar Rabbi Nishan Yirka Oder. It looks like you're hoeing, you're shuffling, you're digging to help the growth of the crops during the Shemitah year. Chada Amar Rabbi Nishan Shemachshir Agfei LaZriya, that you're preparing the banks for Zriya, for planting. So it seems similar. The Gemara goes to Dachamina as what's the difference between the two. So in Tosos, the Ramas Rabbi Nishan Shemachshir Agfei LaZriya says different explanations why this would be an issue. So first it says, Venira Harisha Mamish, Shesvurin Haroin Shehogach Miskavin. So it really looks like plowing, regardless of what you really want to do here, and that looks like what you're Mechavin for. Inami Chashav Le Avodas Karka Mamish, Vafagav She'inam Miskavin Lakach Miu Malachahi. And it's really working the land, says Tosos, even if that's not your intention, but it's still Malacha. Vafagav Dam Rev Shimon Da'avar She'inam Miskavin Mutter, right? And, this is obviously something that comes up a lot by Hilchos Shabbos and Gemara Shabbos. Rav Shimon says, Davar Shem Niskavin is Mutter. Ha'amrinan Mother Rav Shimon, Psik Resha V'loimus. But Rav Shimon would not hold that Davar Shem Niskavin is Mutter. In the case of Psik Resha, obviously over here it's a Psik Resha, what you are accomplishing when you are digging down and building this canal, so that would be a problem. Because it is ultimately accomplishing, you know, helping the growth of crops during the Shemitah year. The Rabbanan say that it'd be permitted to do this because it's through a shinoi, because the way that you'd be doing it is not the way you'd be doing digging for crops in the way that you are, I guess, creating the canal. So therefore, since it's not really like harisha, it would not be an issue. And the last Tosos, Zavu Mochiach Alav, that when you're dealing with manure, so therefore that would be okay. That does not look like you are involved in any sort of harisha, any planting. on the Shemitah year. So Tosos just points out the Lekal Mecha Shlaha Dema Dechazi HaChafira Chazi Leila Zevol Shevechafira. Right. So in the above Tosos, we said we are concerned what people might say because it looks like you're doing the Malacha of actually plowing the land on the Shemitah year. But over here, there's no concern that it looks like you are doing any Chafira, any type of plowing, any type of digging, because you'll see the ditch. You'll see that there's Zevol in the ditch, so you'll know what it's for, and it's not for the intent of growing crops on the Shviyas.